It's good to be with you today, and we're glad you're here. I encourage you to get your Bible and come with me to Hebrews chapter 11. I direct your attention as a basis for this study to Hebrews 11 and verse 16. It is reported, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. I want to talk to us for just a few moments today about a better country. There's a song in our book we're going to sing in just a moment. Song number 355, entitled Heaven Holds All to Me, that springs from this passage. It says, Earth holds no treasures but perish with using, however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I'm going. Heaven holds all to me. Out on the hills of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free, angels are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world and its sorrows, when in that home o'er the sea, millions are singing the wonderful story, Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Keith's going to lead us in that.
Earth holds no treasure but perish with using, however precious may be. Yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Out on the hills of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free, angels are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for that world and its sorrows, when in that home o'er the sea, millions are singing the wonderful story? Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Bright
very much. That reminds us of the reading from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 23 when Paul spoke of being with Christ, which is far better. I'd like to take just a few moments of your time and call your attention to some better things about a better country. I begin by suggesting to you that heaven is a better country because it will be a better dwelling place. This world contains much beauty, doesn't it? Think about the sunrise, sunset. To look up on a clear night and see the moon and the stars. A shooting star. An eclipse. Lunar or solar. To see the flower in bloom. A rainbow. The mountains, a lake, the ocean, and on and on and on it goes. But heaven is the dwelling place of the one who created this world. As the Hebrew writer affirmed in Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 2, that God in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son, by whom he made the worlds. And Jesus is passed into the heavens. Hebrews 4 and verse 14. To think of dwelling in the place of the one who created this world. The description in Revelation 21, verses 10 through 21, is one of great beauty. When John said, he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. The street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. All of the beauty of the earth pales in comparison to how beautiful heaven must be. There's a country to which I'm going. It's a better country because it's a better dwelling place. But in addition to that, heaven is a better country because we'll be in better company. The scriptures show that the lost, cursed sinners, the wicked, will be cast into everlasting punishment. The judgment seen in Matthew 25 depicts that to be the case. When in verse 41, he shall say unto them, on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Whereas the evil will be with the devil and his angels. Among the fearful, unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, who shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21 and verse 8. In heaven, one will be in the presence of God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, an innumerable company of angels, and the redeemed from all ages. As Hebrews 12, beginning in verse 22, says, but you're come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, unto the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. In John's vision of heaven, in Revelation 21 and in verse 22 beginning, he said, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb of God is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Why do you want to go to heaven, a better country? Because we'll be in better company. You know, it's been said misery lacks company. I heard of a fella who got influenced by alcohol because he said he lacked the company. Can you imagine a person enjoying that kind of company? The kind of company that people have here on earth. Compare that with the kind of company that will be in heaven, to be in the company of God, His Son, the Holy Spirit, the angels, and all of those who have been saved. What company? What better company in this better country? I tell you something else, though, I want to think with you about. And that is, heaven is a better country because there will be better existence. Think about what we experience here in this earthly existence. We experience suffering, pain, and death. Not a one in this assembly today who has not been touched in some way by suffering, pain, and death. But none of these exist in heaven. In Revelation 21:4, John said, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That's why we sing, no tears in heaven. No tears, no tears up there. There should be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. There's so many occasions that bring tears to our eyes here on earth. But I long for the day when there shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. The curse of sin will be removed. And the way that God created for man to live from the beginning is the way that it'll be. Revelation 22:1-5. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there should be no more curse. Remember in the garden, when man took of the forbidden fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he was driven from the garden. And a cherubim was placed to guard and keep the way of the tree of life. And so access to that was lost in the garden through sin. But access will be gained through Christ in heaven. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face. And His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 22:1-5. What a better existence to look forward to in this better country. Something else, though, that is better about this better country. There's a better environment. Oh, somebody said, we need to be concerned about the environment. In fact, I hear a lot of those running for the presidency are talking about the environment and how the greatest problem we face is climate change. Well, we need to be interested in our climate and our environment physically. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our spiritual environment. In this world, we live alongside temptation, don't we? As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Temptation is common. It's common in that, as James said in James 1:12-15, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's been going on from the beginning. When Eve saw a tree good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and desire to make one wise, as the devil, through his subtlety, tempted the first parents, and they did eat. Sin entered into the world. We've been faced with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, 1 John 2:16, from that day unto this hour. We face the ongoing consequences of sin that, as they did at the beginning, bring shame and fear and timidity, bring curse, death, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. But you know, none of these things will be in heaven. In Revelation 21 and verse 27, there shall no wise enter into anything that defileth. There are all kinds of things that defile today. It's those things, as Jesus talked about in his earthly ministry, that enter into the heart of man, that cause a man to be defiled. In Matthew 15 and in verse 18, he said, those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. That's Matthew 15, 18 through 20. And so we're surrounded by things that defile, lots of defilement. But there shall in no wise enter into it, heaven, our better country, anything that defileth. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. In Revelation 22:14, it is said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without the gates, without heaven, without the city, are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whatsoever loveth and maketh a lie. We are surrounded by pollution here, not air pollution. I'm talking about spiritual pollution, moral pollution. No moral or spiritual pollution of any kind in this better country. You know why? As John said, in 2 Peter 3 and in verse 13, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's why we'll be in a better environment. But as you make your study about this better country, there's a final thing I want to suggest to you that causes me to think about it as being better. That is the fact that there's going to be a better duration. Everything in this life, in this world, has a beginning and an end. You know, heaven is eternal. No end. No farewells, no goodbyes. No end to the bliss of heaven. In Revelation 22 and in verse 5, they shall reign forever and ever. How long will heaven be? Forever and ever. That's hard to wrap one's mind around, isn't it? Because everything has an end. But forever and ever is world without end. In Matthew 25 and verse 46, as he contrasted the sheep and the goats, the righteous with the wicked, he said, these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. That's forever and ever. Don't you want to go there? Does heaven hold all to you, as we just sang? It ought to hold all to me, because it's a better country, a better dwelling place, a better company, a better existence, a better environment, and a better duration. But sometimes there are those who ask, where heaven shall be? Where's heaven? And what's it going to be like? You know, heaven is not down here, but up there. The word up is used several times with heaven. Like in Matthew 6 and verse 20, when Jesus taught, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. It is said of Jesus in Matthew 14:9, looking up to heaven. That's Matthew 14:19. In John 17:1, he lifted up his eyes to heaven. Luke reported he was carried up into heaven. Luke 24:51. Mark put it this way, received up into heaven. Mark 16:19. John 3:13 says, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Stephen in Acts 7 and verse 55 looked up steadfastly into heaven. Paul spoke of one in 2 Corinthians 12:2 who is caught up to the third heaven. In Colossians 1:5 speaks of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Where is this better country that has this better duration we just talked about? It's up. It's not down. And it's there. It's not here. Jesus declared in John 14:2 and 3, In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus is not here, but there. This better country is there, not here. That's why when I think of heaven, I think of a better country. I think of a country up there, not down here. That ought to settle the question of where heaven is for any honest person who has respect for what the Bible teaches. Just remember that. Heaven is up there, not down here. Somebody said, what's it going to be like? I've heard preachers try to tell us that everything how heaven is going to be like. They say if you have red hair here, you're going to have red hair there. If you've got blue eyes here, you're going to have blue eyes there. And whatever the sound of your voice is like here, that's what it's going to be like there. I wonder what book they've been reading. Where does the Bible tell that? I tell you, if you want to know what heaven's going to be like, here it is. This is the description. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Here's what it's going to be like. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. We shall be like him. That's what it's going to be like. It's going to be up there, not down here, and we're going to be like him. That's good enough for me. How about you? We'd like to encourage you and invite you to come and go with us to this better country that's up there, not down here, where we shall be like him, having heard the gospel of Christ, who gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity, taste of death for every man, shed his blood for the redemption of mankind. Through him we have the forgiveness of our sins. Believe on him with all of your heart. Turn your life around in repentance. Quit doing the things that are contrary to the will of God. And commit your life and way unto righteousness. Confess with your mouth, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And be buried with him in baptism, that you might have your sins forgiven, washed away, called the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. Baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27. Into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. And then to be faithful unto death. Faithful in work. Faithful in worship. Faithful in your living. So that when the Lord appears the second time and we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we can hear those welcomed words, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And we enter through those gates into that better country. If you've obeyed the gospel, but you've not been keeping the commandments, you need to return to commandment keeping. Blessed are they that do his commandments. For John said, they shall have right to the tree of life. And they have granted access and entrance into the city. If you need to return through repentance and prayer, we bid you come. I always stand and sing the song.